All right, Dr. Gandhi and I are back. And Dr. Gandhi, I mentioned that you've written three books, and one of them is An Eight-Piece Guide to Peace. What are the other two?
One is Caught in the Middle. And Caught in the Middle is just what it says. We will always be caught in the middle for the rest of our lives. No matter where you are in life, you're going to be in that middle position. Mm. No matter how much you move up, you're going to be in the middle. And when you move down again, you're still in the middle. Because there's always something waiting for you at a higher level, and there's something that can take place that's worse than where you are. So you'll always be in the middle. And I realized one day, you know, you'll never get out of the middle. You know, in your health, you're going to be in the middle. In your finances, you're in the middle. Every phase of your life, you're caught in the middle. But the concept is to move from one middle to the next. Don't stay stuck in the same middle forever. You know, if you're in one middle today, try to be in a different middle tomorrow. But no matter how high you go or how low you are, you're in the middle.
Hmm.
Embrace that for a second, caught in the middle.
And so we need to be making sure that to whatever extent possible, we're moving forward.
We're moving forward.
And we'll still be in the middle, yes, but we need to be moving forward.
And when you get out of that middle, for example, if you say, okay, today I'm just not feeling well, you know, my throat is hurting, I would say, well, you know, just think about it. Would you rather have gotten up this morning with a brain tumor? There's somebody who woke up with that,
yeah,
and even that person is caught in the middle because there's somebody else who's in worse situation than that.
Yeah.
Or if you say, you know, I only make $20,000 a year, well, there's somebody else who's making only five, but there's somebody that's making 40.
Yeah.
But move up to the 40, but then you're going to be still in the middle. Move up to 100,000, and you're still in the middle.
Yeah.
So the concept is you're always caught in the middle, but embrace that middle for just a while and move to the next middle. No one's going to ever be at the same point forever, unless you want to be at the same point forever.
And I tell you what, being at the same point forever, which sounds like stagnation, sounds like that can be a pretty, sounds like that can be a pretty boring place to be after a while.
It could be. But, you know, some people, they're at different levels of thinking.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy not doing the best that they can do.
Yeah.
So that's the book, Caught in the Middle.
And then there is
200 Ways to Look, Feel, and Be Your Best, which is one of my favorite. It's the size of the daily bread, if anyone knows the size of the daily bread. And I was in church one day, and a lady just walked up to me and said, what do you do to keep yourself looking the way you do? And I said to her, you take care of yourself now, and it'll take care of you later. And when she asked that question, I went home and started pondering, I'm going to write a book, Ways to Look, Feel, and Be Your Best. And that's how I came up with that book. And it's 200 active ways that you can look, feel, and be your best, that I do to look, feel, and be my best. And they're broken up into 8 different components, which piggybacks off the An Eight-Piece Guide to Peace.
So without sharing what you talk with us about the Eight-Piece Guide to Peace, can you give us some just a few particulars about how to look, feel, and be our best?
Well, for example, the spiritual. We need to nurture our minds. We need to make sure, like, one of the things that I do to nurture my spiritual being is that I walk every morning. I embrace walking, and I like walking outdoors where I can see the beauty of God's creations. And so I'm able to meditate and to be with me and to be with Him. And I talk about the physical, things that you can do to get up and make yourself feel better, you know, by engaging in physical activity, by thinking positively. And I talk about the financial piece on how, you know, even, you know, if you're not in the financial position that you want to be, there are ways that you can get there. Mm-hmm. But it takes dedication, it takes commitment, and it takes discipline. So I'd break it down in the financial, looking, feeling, being your best. I break it in the spiritual, the sensual, all of those. And if you read it, each one of them has 40 ways that you can look, feel, and be your best.
That's awesome. I appreciate you for talking about not just the looking and the feeling, but the actual being our best,
yes,
as well.
Yeah. You have to be your best. And it's a mindset. You have to think positively. You've got to engage. You have to explore. You've got to try new things. I had a friend of mine who once said, I'm going to call her name on air, Vicki Rogers once said to me, and she calls me Dottie. She says, Dottie, why don't you have so many good little tips. Why don't you write a book on tips to live by? You know, even little things that, you know, you might say, because I told her one day, I said, you know, I only clean the house one day. I go through and I give my house a spick and span clean once a week, and that's on Thursday. And so she said, I started doing that on Monday. And she said, so all the other days I used to just do a room here and a room there. I said, no, just punish yourself for a whole day and then enjoy the rest of the days. And that's when she said, write a book on tips. I haven't done that yet.
That's coming.
I don't know.
Maybe
I'll let
not.
Her write that one.
All right. So you are a lady who is very ambitious to you. You have a number of things on your plate. In addition to being a writer, you mentioned the fact that you're in education, and you're working in the field of education in a special way now.
Yeah, I've been in education over 45 years, ranging from elementary, middle, high, college, and private. Mm. And right now I'm employed with Voorhees College as the site director for continuing education at the Augusta site. And so I'm encouraging adult learners who want to come back to school, finish a degree, or advance on their jobs. This is an excellent opportunity to come back and get that degree that you didn't get at your younger age. We have 6 program offerings ranging from emergency management, theology, public health, criminal justice, organizational management, and interdisciplinary studies. And we have online classes available. And the good thing about it is you would never have to travel to Denmark, South Carolina, where Voorhees is located. We'll have offerings at the Beulah Grove Baptist Church campus on the 3rd floor. So I'm encouraging all of you out there to come back to school and get that degree that you've always wanted, but you got too busy or the children interfered with it. Come on back and get it. We're waiting for you.
I know that there are some concerns about education and this day in which we live, but could it still be said that there is still benefit to getting that further education?
Oh, yes. If not for professional gain, or it's personal gain. Some people just do it because I want to grow personally. And then some people want to grow professionally. And so there is, whatever you can do to improve yourself, I say that we need to do it. Now I'm having an open house on March 3rd from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock on the 3rd floor of the Beulah Grove campus. So anyone who's interested in coming to hear more about Voorhees College, please make sure you come on March 3rd. 11 o'clock.
Is there a phone number that they can call?
Yes, they can contact me at 706-724-1086, extension 14, or email me at dgandy@voorhees.edu.
Excellent. So one more thing in this last minute and a half that we have. The time's just going by too fast. Could you share some information with us about the organization that you have started up, and give us some quick information about where people can reach you on the web?
Okay, yes. I came with the idea, you know, I wanted just 10 women to get together and form a group. And we did. It's called RAW, W-R-A-W, stands for Women Raising Awareness. And there are 10 of us who get together and do community outreach projects. It's just the 10 of us. We don't do much fundraising. We just use our own money. We've done things like help the homeless by giving them clothing. We have given to the school systems. Okay, so just my website is dbgals.net.
All righty. DB, that's D as in door, B as in Betty, gals.net. Dorothy B. Gandy. Doctor, it's been good having you with us.
I've enjoyed every moment of it. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Parting words for our listeners.
Always look, feel, and be your best.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Till next time.